Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you're killing some time with I, Marcus Bronzy.
And I, Nick Bright. What's going on?
I'm good, man. I really can't complain about life right now, man. I feel like in
what,
the
what
UK...
What do you feel like? Come on, there was a big pause there. Big dramatic pause, like this is the X Factor.
If I'm honest, Nick, I know we're in the UK and I know it's January.
And it's cold.
That's what it is. I'm getting a little bit sick of it being so cold. And
it's not even at its coldest level yet, you know?
It's not. And that's what it, and what it is, Nick, is a sound, and this is a typically British thing to do. It's not...
Talk about the weather.
Yeah. It's not the cold. Yeah, you ever want to talk to a British person about life, ask them what the weather's
just, yeah,
like
just
in the
come
UK.
With the weather chat. Yeah. We yeah. can love it. And weather chat, if we're in a queue and you chat to us about the weather, you are just like, that is like porn to us.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah. So, and it's the best way in is not just to say, hey, the weather, don't do that, yeah? It's the best way in is with sarcasm, like, great weather today, as usual.
Yeah, or say something like, when it's absolutely freezing, as it is most of the time, say... Going for a quick sunbathe after this.
Yeah, everyone goes.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Hey, hey.
Straight away, they know where your head's at.
Yeah. What it is, Nick, is and this is me just being a selfish person by making this all about me, but it's not the cold so much.
Mm.
I don't mind being in the cold, prepared, wrapped up.
Yeah.
It's the coming in and out and going out, coming in and out of the cold, coming into a warm place, because I'm wearing a t-shirt and a shoe now, and then going out in the cold. It's just so long putting on so many layers. It's like a workout every time, bro. That's
why people say you get sick a lot in the winter, innit? Not only because it's cold outside, but because like you'll go in somewhere hot. Like, for example, the London Underground, aka the Tube. You'll get on that wearing all your winter gear and you are sweating. It's like you're in the sauna, bruv. So you're actually like moist. You know, you're like... Your the clothes that are touching your skin become moist.
Yeah.
And then you step out of the tube and then you're mad cold because the moist clothes are on your skin in the cold. Yeah. Next thing you know, you've got the snivels.
Yeah. So then I've got icicles on my armpits. I've got icicles in my armpits after coming off the tube.
It's not
so
the
you,
one.
You break off the icicles, you wrap up warm, they melt into your jacket and then you go on the train. And no. And go on another train. No, I'm just... And you know what it is, Nick? The heating in cars and stuff, it dries out my nose.
Yeah, I hate
having a dry nose. That. So that's what it is. I'm down. I'm a little bit upset with the weather. And the biggest insult is it's this cold. Where the fuck is the snow at?
Yeah, there's not
Give
even
me snow.
You know how, like, there might be people in America listening to this, right? And in America, in places where it gets really cold, so say like New York or above.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even Chicago as well. Yeah. That neck of the woods. Yeah. You know, basically the north of the US.
Yeah.
It gets really, really cold in those places. I understand that because New York, when I went there a couple of years back, is when the polar vortex was happening and it was when they were throwing like boiling water into the air and it was freezing instantly, like in the air. It was fucking freezing. But at least it snows in them places.
Yeah.
You know, over here, it never snows. Right? Like, very rarely does it snow, which is annoying because you don't even get the reward for it being cold. But even when it does snow, we do the typical British thing of making it into a horrendous ordeal when it does snow, even when it's a light dusting. It's like, you know how, like, in America, it's like you see people wading through the snow.
Yeah.
Like, it's like knee level.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Over here, you get like a sprinkling, like the top of a cake.
Yeah.
You know, when it's got that white shit sprinkled on top of cakes. It's almost like that. And the airport's fucked. the London Underground's fucked, even though it's underground, most of it.
Yeah.
Like, the trains are fucked, the buses are fucked. You can't get around. And then everyone's moaning about it. So it's like the British thing to do, whereas in America, everyone just goes, snow day! And it's like, everyone goes out on sleds and like has a laugh.
So all the cold, none of the snow is what we get here. Whilst over in the States and other places that get proper snow, they get to enjoy it. And that's what it is, Nick. It's jealousy.
Yeah.
It's just jealousy. And it's a negative way to start the show. I don't want to apologise because I'm not sorry, if I'm honest. I'm a little bit upset.
I'm not sorry at all. Like, if you don't like the whinging, go listen to another pod, innit? Get me? You ain't going to get this anywhere else. You ain't going to get this on one of those other shit ones.
Well, you ain't going to get stuff like this, Nick, which is there's a guy that's been like absolutely causing a storm in the UK. Storm. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Storm in the UK this week. And for the past few weeks, really. And so much so, this gentleman's made it onto BBC News.
The internet can be a great way to learn another language, but a young man from South Korea has been taking it upon himself to teach people different versions of the British dialect. Korean Billy has been using social media to help people speak Mancunian, Liverpudlian, and even Geordie.
Even Geordie. Korean
it's,
Billy.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because obviously, you know, by now, if you've seen Korean Billy on the internet, you know exactly who we're talking about because, you know, kind of gone viral in the UK.
Yep.
Lot of people talking about this guy, and he was somebody that I stumbled across on Facebook. You know how, like, videos just get shared and shared and shared and shared? I was just on Facebook one day and it got shared into my timeline. And I think the first one that I saw, was the Liverpudlian one.
Hello, this is Billy. Today, I'm going to talk about Liverpool dialect words. Then let's take a look at some Scouse words. Hello, this is Billy. Today, I'm going to talk about Liverpool dialect words. Then let's take a look at some Scouse words. The first one is La. La is an abbreviation of lad, and Scousers usually say La instead of mate. Also in Scouse, La is often put at the end of a sentence.
You right, La?
Yeah, that, and the thing is, I can vouch for that, because my other half, she's from Liverpool, and she's not like... She's not like proper Scouse because, like, basically she's Liverpool born and bred. But what I mean by proper Scouse is like there's levels to it. If you go to Liverpool, right, there's levels to how Scouse people are.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Like, and when Liverpudlians are around other Liverpudlians, they become more Scouse as well. So it's like the more kind of Scouse it is, the more they'll throw in words like la. You're right, la! Like, at the end of like, just it's just mad. Like,
wow. Suit a little mad for it.
Mad for it, la. Hey, let's skate that, la. Yeah. Hey, mate, you coming down to Anfield, la. Skate, we're playing Everton. It's the derby.
Did like, I get that high pitch?
Yeah, kind of. A little bit. I know it's a whack accent if you are a Liverpudlian and you're listening to this, but I'm trying.
I thought that was quality. As well as that, Korean Billy's also been doing Hull.
Then let's take a look at some Hull dialect words. The first one is nithered. The meaning of this word is quite related to the original meaning. Neither usually means shiver, right? But in Hull, neither means being cold. So when you want to say that you're cold, you can say like, I'm nithered.
I'm nithered, mate. I'm nithered. As well as that, though, my favourite one has got to be the roadman dialect that he's been getting in on, Nick.
In roadman dialect, bait means obvious. So when someone says like, that's so bait, this person means that's so obvious. Then let's take a look at an example sentence. You obviously ate my chicken nuggets, right?
It's so bait, fam. You ate my chicken nuggets, innit?
You obviously ate my chicken nuggets, right?
It's so bait, fam. You ate my chicken nuggets, innit?
Bruv, the context.
I know. The context is what is that kills it.
Oh, you're so bait. You ate my chicken nuggets, fam.
You're so obvious. You ate my chicken nuggets, mate. I like that kind of like the posh version.
Yeah. So shout out to Korean Billy, who's just teaching us about dialects out there. But do you know what? We're quite lucky. Our Billy over here has actually managed to sort out getting Korean Billy all the way in South Korea. Is it Seoul? I always say that.
Seoul, yeah.
Seoul, on Skype. So it looks like he's online now. Should we try and get him on?
Well, before we do, I just wanted to say that if anyone's got any suggestions for other famous Billies, just let me know because, you know, we're Marcus doesn't even know about this, but I think it's a good idea to try and get as many famous Billies on the show as possible.
Why not? Just make 2017 the year of the Billy.
Just for a laugh. Why not?
You know? We should really get Billy to talk to the Billies, right?
We could get Billy's big question.
Billy's big question.
We could call it barbecue.
And you know, and
BDQ.
Yes. Oh, you know what, Nick? You should work in radio.
You know, like, hey, if anyone's looking to hire, you know, here I am.
You know what? There's something on there. Get Billy. And you know what? Let's not forget that there's Williams, a Bills as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's opening
it up. You can shoehorn that in because my middle name's William. I'm already on though. So,
are we going for middle names as well?
No. I think middle name's a bit dead, but you know.
Oh, mad. All right. Anyway, right. Let's get the Korean Billy on the phone. The first Billy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Apart from our Billy. On how to kill it. Oh, I'm getting confused now. Let's get him on the Skype, shall we?
Yeah, let's do this, man.
Wish he could have met our Billy, you know.
Let's do a bill off.
A bill off. What would happen in a bill off?
Well, Korean Billy speaks better English than our Billy, so.
Out billing a bill. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is that Korean Bill?
Yeah, this is Korean Billy. Hello.
Hello, Korean Billy. I'm Marcus Bronzy from How to Kill an Hour.
And I'm Nick Bright. What's going on?
Hello, Marcus and Nick, right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
That's good. Thank you very much. First things first, can I just say thank you for taking the time to talk to us because you are literally blowing up in the UK, Korean Billy.
Really? Because I can't see anything in Korea, so I can't actually imagine what's happening in the UK. Yeah, but I can't, like, I can see, like, you know, like, comments or, like, people talking about me, but, like, because I'm just living in Korea, just Korean people don't really care about my videos or so. People don't really recognize me and Korean people don't really like talk about my videos.
Well, let me tell you right now, Korean Billy, if you were to walk down the street here in the UK, you'd be mobbed. I don't think you'd make it down the street here. People would be wanting you to translate things from all over the UK, all over the place.
Really?
Like, I don't know if you know, but you were on the news today.
I watched that actually.
That was the news up north as well, right? Because you done the, was it the Hull accent?
Yeah, I did that, and I believe I was like covered on BBC Look North.
Yeah, which is that's in the north of the country. So that would be people like in the Hull area. They'll see you on the news talking in their accent. It's mad. Like, what made you decide you want to start, you know, these videos?
So like 2 years ago, I went to the UK and I lived in Preston, Lancashire, and I studied there as an exchange student. So since it is in the northwest of England, I was just, you know, surrounded by northerners. and I could hear lots of different northern accents, and most of my schoolmates were from Liverpool and Manchester. So yeah, that's how I actually discovered the northern accents and British dialects, and I just couldn't help, you know, getting fascinated by it. So I found it really, really interesting, and so, and I had been just interested in British dialects for a long time. And yeah, while thinking of my video ideas, I just, yeah, thought about that and just started my, you know, dialect videos. And that's how I started, actually.
Well, let me give you a little fact about Preston. I got two facts about Preston, Billy. Two facts that you need to know. The first fact is that the first motorway in the UK was in Preston, so the first, you know, motorway. The second fact, which I think is a little bit better, is the first KFC in the UK opened in Preston. There you go.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why in Preston, though?
I have no idea.
That's what everyone says.
Oh, my God. I've been there, actually. I really love that KFC in Preston. Yeah. I often went there. So, oh, my God. I never knew.
Part of history now.
There you go. You've been to the first KFC in Preston. And I thought you were going to say another fact, Nick, which is that's where I went to university.
Nah, no, nobody cares about your university fact, Marcus.
Oh, my God. Really?
So you two could know each other.
See, Billy cares. Yeah, Billy. Did you go to UK? Clan.
Yeah, I went to Euclid. Did you go there?
Oh my
yeah,
god.
I went was the SU oh called god. 53 degrees. Was that still there when you were there?
Yeah, I went there. I've been there. Oh my god.
Wow.
Wow. That's so awkward. Well,
hang on. Wait. So what year were you there, Marcus? I mean, you're about to reveal your age here.
Oh, have we got to do this,
yes,
Nick?
We do. I want to know if you've actually there at the same time.
I started there in 2007-6, and I left there in 2009/10. It was that year. But I have been back to do a few student gigs, though.
Okay. What about yourself, Billy? When were you at UCLan?
So I went there exactly 2 years ago. So that was in 2015.
Oh, that would have been ages after old Marcus over there left. The old man Marcus. Yeah.
Billy, oh my god.
Billy, did you ever go to any nights called Survival out there?
Survival?
Yeah, the end of term parties.
Clearly not. You didn't go to your night.
Yeah. Survival. Oh my god. I don't think I've been there.
Oh well. Yeah. Oh well. Anyway, Billy, so you do loads of videos and they specialize in teaching different dialects. Which is your favorite dialect at the moment?
Well, it's hard to pick one, but I would say the Liverpool one. Scouse is my favourite one, actually, because the Liverpool dialect made me interested in British dialects, and that was the first British dialect I actually learned. So Scouse one is my favorite one, actually.
Well, when you came from South Korea to the UK and you first heard the Scouse accent, what did you think? Because it's a crazy accent. Even if you're from the UK, it's a crazy accent to understand. So for you, when you first heard you must have been like, what?
So when I first heard that accent, I was like totally shocked. So because, you know, at that time, I didn't even know that those kind of, you know, British accent did exist. So I was like, what the hell? And yeah, but after like hearing some Scouse accent, I just found it really, really interesting and got fascinated by it. So I actually wanted to learn some Scouse words. So I asked my Scouse friends some Scouse words, and they taught me a few Scouse words. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
What was your first Scouse word that you learned?
It was brechi.
For tobacco.
Brechi.
So brechi, yeah, it's brechi, not tobacco.
Breakfast.
Oh,
brechi.
Oh, I should.
Yeah, breakfast.
Okay. I should have known. My girlfriend is actually from Liverpool, so it's pretty embarrassing that I didn't get that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you've moved on to loads of different dialects. So you had mates from Liverpool who taught you some Liverpudlian dialects, but how have you managed to learn everything from Hull to Roadman? How do you get all this information for your videos?
Yeah, so like I've got a few British mates, but so I could ask for some of my British friends, but like for Hull dialect or just Yorkshire dialect, I didn't have any British mates. Like I didn't have any British native mates like from Yorkshire or Hull. So I just, you know, watched lots of British TV shows which were filmed in that area. Like for Geordie, I watched Geordie Shore. It wasn't that, you know, proper one, but yeah, I just watched it for my, you know, research. And yeah, also on the internet, I just watched, you know, as many YouTube videos or other videos as possible to, you know, hear their local native accents. And I also used the BBC homepage. And I just found out that there's a project called BBC Voices. And they tried to keep the local dialects. Mm-hmm. And keep their local voices. So I found it quite useful and interesting. So yeah, I just tried to do as, you know, many ways as possible to do the research on various accents. So it takes quite a long time to make one video, actually.
Do your Korean friends try to copy what you're doing? Surely they must try and copy what you're doing.
Yeah, they just tried to do that, but I didn't know that, like, you know, doing a different kinds of British accents was that difficult. So they just tried to learn some British dialect words from me, and I just tried to teach them some words, but they found it really, really difficult to, you know, learn some words. Yeah, they just ended up like giving up or just, you know, stick to their standard British English or something.
That's why there's only one Korean Billy.
Yeah.
That's why there's only one Korean Billy out there doing what you do. So what can we look forward to from you now, Billy?
Lots of people ask me to do the Birmingham one.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
Birmingham, yeah. Hello, it's me from Birmingham.
Yeah.
Have you got any of those words lined up? Have you got any of those Birmingham words ready for us yet?
I remember one. It's called Boston. Do you know what that means?
I honestly don't know what Boston means. What does it mean?
Boston means brilliant.
Boston. See, look, so you know more Brum than me.
Yeah, like that. So you can say, like, just, you know, that's Boston, meaning that's brilliant.
Oh, that's Boston.
Like that.
The Brummy accent, that's Boston, that.
Boston, boy. Yeah, Boston. I mean,
brilliant.
Billy, I mean, I feel like it's all been sort of like we've just been, it's all one way, I feel like, Billy. I feel like me and Nick should learn some South Korean from you.
Oh, you should do that.
Well, can you teach us a word?
Yeah, give us a word. Say something like, you're listening to How to Kill an Hour.
That must be a quite long one. Could you pick up Korean?
How about just
word?
Hello? How about just, can we just do hello?
Yeah. So for hello, you can say 안녕. 안녕.
안녕.
안녕.
Yeah, 안녕. 안녕 means just hello.
안녕.
That's too easy. We need to up the difficulty levels.
How about hey beautiful?
That's a good one.
Hey beautiful.
Yeah.
Let me think. So you can first of all you can say 안녕 first.
Yep.
And beautiful would be 예쁘니.
안녕 예쁘니?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't sound convinced with
예쁘니?
That.
예쁘니? I'm getting
안녕
there.
안녕 예쁘니?
안녕 예쁘니?
Yeah, that's really nice.
Good one.
Really nice. I got from Korean Billy, the accent master. So I'm clearly better than you, Marcus, at this.
Yes, yes, clearly. Before we let you go, Korean Billy, can you please let us know and let the listener know where we can find more of your videos and more of you?
Oh, okay. So just literally my YouTube channel is called Korean Billy, and that's my name as well. So you can just, you know, type Korean Billy on YouTube or on Facebook, and you can find out lots of my videos, which should be interesting. So just type Korean Billy and find out my videos.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Korean Billy. I really appreciate that.
Nick, I've done it. I just done it right now, and there it is.
Nick Bright has done it. He's subscribed to your channel, so yeah, I'm going to do that as well.
Oh, really?
Thank you. And I'm glad to hear that you're not. I'm glad to hear you're not hanging around with actual roadmen in London to learn the dialect as well, Billy.
All right, Rob. Okay, very good.
Thank you very much.
And I was actually pleased to, you know, meet a person from Preston. It was really nice.
Hey, I've been all over Preston. I've been on the Adelphi roundabout. I've been up and down Plungington.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I've been up Friargate, down Fishergate. I know the whole area.
Oh my god, Fishergate and Evoke, you know.
I know Evoke.
Yeah, that's opposite Beluga, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh my god. A load of Preston locals. None of us are from Preston, but
Evoke on a Wednesday night. That's it. Evoke on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, oh my god. Oh, I miss those days.
We'll come back to the UK and we'll have to meet up in real life and do something for the podcast and for your channel in real life.
Listen, Korean Billy, if you come down here, I think it'll be a sellout if you come to a venue.
They should book Korean Billy to play in Evoke.
Yeah, we're onto something there. All right, Korean Billy, thank you very much. And I don't know how to say bye-bye in Korean, but if I say bye to you in English, you can say bye to us. Actually, you can say bye-bye to us in whatever dialect you want, mate. You're Korean Billy. See you later, Bill.
Okay. Okay, ta-ra.
Ta-ra, the Scouse one.
So that was Korean Billy. Nice guy, right?
What a legend. Like, and I can't believe that we've basically, none of us are from Preston, as mentioned, and we've basically had a big talk about Preston reunion on the show.
That's crazy. In fact, I think Nick, he's even got on the Twitter already.
Yeah.
I was just looking at my Twitter just there, and he's what, saying Preston reunion?
Yeah, he's hashtagged it, Preston reunion. So, you know, big up Billy and the crew in Preston and the people that have been to the first KFC in the UK.
And
it's mad that you two almost knew each other.
Why have you got always bring up my age on a show, Nick? It's a sensitive year. If you do the maths, it's a sensitive time of year. Do you know what I mean?
Ships passing in the night, almost. You know? You two almost knew each other.
Oh, it's crazy. I could have raved with the Korean Bill. I can't believe they're not feeling his vibe out there. I can't believe they're not excited about him out there.
Do you know what I can't believe? I can't believe that you thought you were the most famous person from U-Clan Uni. It's actually Korean Billy. You've been usurped.
Hands down. I reckon we should bring him in. Bring him for a meet and greet and a dialect teaching party or a language party. We should do that with him.
So, like, we need to get Korean Billy to come back to the UK, and then we will visit each town that he does the accent from,
yes,
and he can only talk in the accent in the town.
Yes.
He can't break character. So yes, in London, he has to be like, yo fam, you stole my chicken nuggets. Like,
obviously, yeah. Soul bait fam, you stole my chicken nuggets.
And then like when he goes to Liverpool, he's like, what's going on, la? Eager, skeet, skeet, la. And then we go to Newcastle. Why, hey man, hey up, pet. And Newcastle's rubbish, FYI.
And when he goes to all, he speaks all. Nah, and red. That's what they do. That's pretty cool. Nick.
Yo.
I'm really thinking about this Billy idea now as well, you know. Can we get a bit more development on this before we go?
Billy's big question.
Billy meets Billy on air development. I like this. Billy meets Billy's and sits down with them and asks him his big questions. Big Willy's big question.
We could call it Big Willy style.
Big Willy style as well.
The name of Will Smith's first album.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Also the first album I bought with my own cash.
Really?
Yep.
What a bargain.
That's a true story right there.
That's when you had to shop to the bops, walk to the shops to get a CD.
I went to Virgin Megastore in Croydon.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you go with the intent of buying that one album?
Yeah.
Or did you just go for
I bought two at once, but that was one of the ones that I intended on buying. It's funny because I went to Virgin Megastore, and at the time I was a virgin in a megastore. So that's just a coincidence.
And then after you bought that Big Willie style.
Yeah, I was still a virgin. I was popping out to Miami.
What was the other album?
The other album was the Black Eyed Peas' first album. Beyond the Front? Behind the Front? And that was before Fergie-licious joined the crew.
That was very hip-hoppy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'm a hip-hoppy guy. You get me.
He's a hippity-hoppity dude.
Yeah, that's what I does.
Yeah. All right, anyway, it's How to Kill an Hour. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
He has been Marcus Bronzy, and I've been Nick Bright. We should do it like the one show. You know, like the one show. I mean, anyone that's listening abroad, aka not in the UK right now, I have no idea what we're talking about. But basically, the one show is a show that happens 7 o'clock every night on BBC One, and it's awful. It's basically like they talk about the most mundane shit. They talk about like, so, hello, and welcome to the one show. Today, we're going to be talking about squirrels. Why have they got furry tails? Here's Dave with your piece on squirrels. That's what it's like. Yeah. But the reason I say we should do it like the one show is on the one show. I'm plugging the one show a lot here, by the way. I need to be paid.
It's all right. It's cool. They get a freebie this time.
They introduce the show. So they go, good evening and welcome to the one show. And then like, if we were presenting it together, I would say, good evening. Welcome to the one show with Marcus Bronzy.
And Nick Bright.
Exactly. You know, the other person says the other person's name. You know, we should do mad one show cheese just to end this podcast. That's how we should do it. Now that I've explained it to the listeners, we kind of have to do it because if we don't, like, that was a massive tease for nothing.
Well, I've been Nick Bright. Oh sorry.
Yeah, you're not me. I'm still me.
You're not Marcus Bronzy.
I'm not. You're confusing the ting. Do you want me to start? So you've been listening to How to Kill an Hour. He's Marcus Bronzy.
And he's Nick Bright.
Follow him on at Marcus Bronzy on all the socials.
Follow him at Nick Bright DJ on all of the socials.
That's how you do it. One show styly. Peace.
So a bit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Fam, store my chicken nuggets. Low it.